This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials recapped a successful opening weekend for the 2025 gun deer hunt season. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more from Tuesday's briefing.
Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024 and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested. Pritzel says that the favorable weather, increased antlerless permits, and the gun deer opener being a day earlier than last year might have contributed to the increased harvest rates. He says the snowfall for this week might set up hunters for a successful second weekend.
As it relates to deer hunting, we're looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. But we work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend with snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm goes through. And so we'll be having a conversation about that a week from now.
The gun deer hunt ends Sunday, November 30th. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Chippewa Valley Technical College and the University of Wisconsin-Stout have expanded their partnership with new agreements for transfer students. According to a press release, the agreements are meant to make it easier for students pursuing an associate's degree at Chippewa Valley Technical College to continue their studies in pursuit of a bachelor's degree from UW-Stout. The new agreements are also focused on biology programs, which officials hope will address persistent workforce shortages across western Wisconsin in healthcare-related fields. Under the new agreements, CVTC students pursuing an associate's degree in nursing or diagnostic sonography or to work as a dental hygienist, medical laboratory technician, or physical therapist assistant will be able to transfer to UW-Stout's biology bachelor's program. CVTC associate of science degree students will also be able to transfer into UW-Stout's bachelor of science in diastetics program. School officials say the new partnership will reinforce their commitment to making educational opportunities more flexible and affordable for students. Ahead of Thanksgiving on Thursday, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is sharing data on changes to the cost of the average Thanksgiving dinner. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the agency conducted a survey on grocery prices for common Thanksgiving food items earlier this month. That survey found that the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will be nearly $62 this year, a roughly $4 increase over last year. The survey also covered some of the causes of the higher Thanksgiving dinner prices this year. One of the specific issues this year is the cost of a turkey, which has been affected by the spread of bird flu over the last few months, as well as increased production costs. Those increased production costs include things like fertilizer and labor cost hikes, which have also impacted the price of things like corn and soybeans. Wisconsin Farm Bureau officials are still encouraging residents to purchase their Thanksgiving dinner foods locally to support the state's farmers. The Friends of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library has started accepting donations for their 31st annual Give a Kid a Book program. The yearly initiative distributes thousands of books to children in the area, including fiction and nonfiction books for older kids and teens, as well as picture books for younger kids. Book donations will be accepted until December 15th. Community members can also participate in Books a Millions Holiday Book Drive until December 7th, or make a monetary donation directly to the Friends of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the U.S. Department of Justice will not apply new restrictions to Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act funding after Wisconsin joined a multi-state lawsuit to block the change. According to a press release, the new restrictions would have required survivors of domestic violence and other crimes to prove their immigration status to qualify for the funding. The lawsuit argued that the funding appropriated by Congress for the programs was deliberately designed to reach every eligible survivor, regardless of immigration status. The Chippewa Falls Police Department is reminding residents that it will begin enforcing winter parking rules this week. According to a press release, the winter parking rules technically went into effect earlier this month, but the police department delayed enforcement until this Friday with the mild weather. The rules will be in effect until March 31st, during which time no vehicle can be parked on city streets for more than 30 minutes between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. The rules aim to make it easier for city crews to clear snow from streets and sidewalks. Between Thanksgiving and the gun deer hunt season, the Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting some safety tips for residents planning to travel this week. With more cars on the road, State Patrol officials are expecting to respond to more crashes or disabled vehicles this week. Drivers should remember the state's move-over law and give emergency responders enough space to respond to those crashes and disabled vehicles. They should also look out for deer in the road and check 511 Wisconsin for up-to-date information on traffic and weather conditions. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers spending Thanksgiving tomorrow in San Diego, taking on Providence in a four-team tournament, including Florida and TCU. Tip-off time 4:30. A fundraiser for the Rady Children's Hospital. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
It's just a great experience, and not only for what this game can help us improve upon and show us, but also going forward, what's coming in San Diego, and then what's coming, use that as a springboard in back into the Big Ten season.
The Bucks in Miami against the Heat in an NBA Cup Series game. Milwaukee looking to snap a five-game losing streak. A full slate of NFL games for Thursday. The Packers against the Lions at noon. I'll have coverage from Detroit, followed by the Chiefs and the Cowboys in Dallas. And the nightcap, the Ravens host the Bengals in Baltimore. The first time the Packers played the Lions on Thanksgiving was 1951. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow today. Less than an inch, but wind will gust to 40 to 50 for a good chunk of the day. So blowing snow could create some issues, especially in open areas. It's going to be cold with temps in the upper 20s. Tonight, more wind and blowing snow down to 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.